Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, Arlington, Texas, the final round number 10. These reports are brought to you by Hart Ranches in North Dakota and by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. The 2017 World Champion Team Roper 10-time qualifier Navajo Eric Rogers and his partner Healer Peyton Bray of Texas won the first at the Wrangler NFR Average Championship in team roping. Rogers and Bray were fastest in the 10 rounds with 80.2 seconds on 10 head. It paid over $67,000. Rogers finishes number 3 in the world and Peyton number 2. Cherokee team roper Brenton Hall and his partner Chase Tryon of Montana were no time in round number 10. They finished 14th in the average, qualifying on 5 out of 10 head. Hall and Tryon finished number 14 in the world standings with over $190,000 won. The four-time qualifier and defending Indian World Champion Saddle Bronc rider Standing Rock Sioux Tribes, Cole Elshear, finished 6th for the PRCA season. He missed his horse out in round number 10 and made one qualified ride. He finished 15th in the average and dropped from 6th to 13th in the world standings. Cheyenne River Sioux Indian Cowboy Shorty Garrett was 83.5 in round number 10. He rode 8 out of 10 bucking horses and finished 8th in the average and went from number 4 to number 10 in the world standings. A stellar rookie year for our Cheyenne River Sioux Cowboy. Navajo sisters Cassie and Anna Bahi fared very well in Texas in the inaugural Women's Pro Rodeo Association Ladies Breakaway Roping. Cassie finished 5th in the final world standings after being number 1 in the WPRA season championship ladies breakaway roping. Anna had a great WNFR, winning 2 of the 10 rounds. Bareback riding, Jesse Pope of Missouri was the best on 10. Casey Field won round 10 with a 91-point ride, earning his 5th world championship to tie Joe Alexander and Bruce Ford in bareback riding. 3.7 split the round with Louisiana's Tyler Wagasback and Mississippi's Will Loomis. A rookie at the NFR from Iowa, Jacob Elder, was the fastest on 10 and your world champion bulldogging. Eric Rogers and Peyton Bray were the fastest on 10 in the team roping. Colby Lovell and Paul Eves of Texas and Missouri won the 10th round and the world title. Brothers split round 10 in the saddle bronc riding, Stetson Wright and Ryder Wright, with a 91-point ride. Ryder was on Big Tex of the Peak Car Pro Rodeo. Stetson Wright was on All or Nothing, Andrews Rodeo Company, both horses from Texas. Ryder won the aggregate and a season earnings record with his 2nd world championship riding Bronx. Tie-down roping, defending champion Haven Midget of Montana was a 7-4 to win round number 2. Shane Hanchey, former world champ of Louisiana, was fastest on 10. And Shad Mayfield from New Mexico wins the world title tie-down roping. Haley Kinzel was the fastest in 10 cloverleaf patterns and won her 3rd world title. Bull riding, Jarbo aboard Freddie Fender of the Rafter G Rodeo Company from Texas. Kimsey was on safety meeting of the Dakota Rodeo Company from South Dakota. Colton Fritzlin was the best, riding 7 out of 10. And your world champion bull rider is Stetson Wright, riding saddle broncs and bulls at the NFR. That is the first time in history two brothers are world champions the same year. Stetson Wright had this to say after winning the all-around championship.
I got really no words for it. I just feel lucky as can be. And getting on 20 head, I honestly couldn't feel any better. I feel like I could get on 20 head more. I'm just super happy with the way the week went, and I felt like I did as good as I could do, and I capitalized when I had to, I felt like, but I'm just glad to be sitting where I'm at right now.
We visited with Ryder Wright after round number 10.
Super blessed. I'm just excited to be here. Probably one of the most talented people I've ever met. Lucky to call him my brother.
These reports have been brought to you by Hart Ranches in North Dakota and by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.